The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClemmons.
My name is Ola Pusis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria is set to witness an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizzy.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
This is I Beg to Differ, the debate tournament for students in Lagos. You just heard an amazing round of 16 match, and now it's time for another one. Once again, a huge thank you to all our partners and sponsors. Webster University is our prize sponsor. They give you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US, Europe, or Asia. They also offer scholarships for courses like computer science, management, psychology, media studies, international relations. If you want to know more, give them a call on 091-223-74818. Now, you know the winner gets 1 million naira, but that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira for the second runner-up. Obwizzy.com is providing prizes for the top three finishers. They're getting laptops, tablets, smartwatches, speakers, all kinds of things. I love it. And then the four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha. And all our contestants are getting goodie bags, courtesy Storm Body Spray. Storm Body Spray, thank you so much for providing these goodie bags for our kids. And thank you to our hospitality partner, Booker Hot. Booker Hot is making sure that each debater gets a good meal when they're done with the debate. Now let's meet our next set of contenders. Our first debater is our number 9 seed. He is a 16-year-old SS2 student, Temitope Johnson. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our number 8 seed. She's 14 years old. She's in year 10 at Newhall International School, Chevron Lekki. Praise of Omezi Onuchi. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Could you remind me the name of your school?
Caleb International College.
That's right, Caleb International College. Okay, so let me write that down very quickly so that I don't forget it again. Okay, so I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. Now, the contestants have been told these rules, but I like to repeat them so that you remember, and of course so that Lagos understands what you're doing here. Now, you each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, then you each get 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you scores for style. Number of opponents' points addressed is important if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point is very important if you do not want to go home today. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent. And for all new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, both of you already know your topic. Nigeria's president and vice president should be of different faiths. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
I am right. Okay. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin here to decide this. Praise, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. Are you ready? And I toss. Choose.
Heads.
Heads. Heads it is. So she's supporting that both the president and the vice president should be of different faiths. And we will have Temi Tokpe-Johnson opposing that the president and vice should be of different faiths. All right, it's time for round one, the presentation round. We'll start with a motion supporter, Praise. Praise is 14. She's in year 10. She's in New A Hall International School, Chevron Lekki, and she is our number 8 seed. Praise, your 3 minutes start now.
Since the return of democracy in 1999, realities on ground have made political parties cater for all sense of all sentiments be clouding our space and judgments. Good day, moderator, my fair panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my co-debater. I am Praise Ofomizie, a student of New Home International School, Lekki, here to support the motion which says that Nigeria's president and vice president should be of different faiths. First, we must remember that Nigeria is a multi-religious country, meaning that it recognizes the coexistence of different religions and affirms that no religion should take precedence over the other. Therefore, the choice of the president and vice president should reflect the diversity in religion. Next, we must consider that presently, the country is at a very sensitive stage based on religious sentiments. Abductions and killings of people in religious positions have become rampant. Choosing the president and vice president from the same religion is a way of not showing enough respect to the religious tensions in the country. Also, if the president and vice president were of different faiths, then it would suggest that both religions were properly represented. If this weren't so, then we bear the risk of having religious riots, and this is definitely not going to be favorable at all. Because according to the African Journal of Multidisciplinary Research, from the previous 26 religious riots that Nigeria has suffered from, 6,775 deaths have been recorded. So if this were to continue, then the population of the labor force will be affected, therefore sabotaging economic growth. Moreover, it brings about some sense of inclusion and religious security. It's quite obvious. If I knew that a person of my religion held a high political position, then I knew that my well-being as a religious person is guaranteed. Furthermore, political apathy is already on a high rise in Nigeria. In fact, according to the INEC chairman, Mahmood Yakubu, the voter turnout is about 30-35% of registered voters in the last two electoral cycles. So do you think it helps that you present a Muslim-Muslim ticket or a Christian-Christian ticket? The unevolved religion will show disinterest in sense of politics. Also, when the citizens see that their president and vice president of different faiths are getting along properly and working together, it will increase their religious tolerance and encourage them to cooperate with others irrespective of their religion. This is already an advantage on its own. However, once this has been established, the occurrence of religious-based conflicts will be reduced, therefore preventing the destruction of properties. Next, the different religions of a president and vice president of different faiths may have different ideologies and value systems, meaning that the country has access to different perspectives about leading the country. Finally, a balanced will gives you a smooth ride, while an unbalanced will set you up for a rough journey. All said and done, do you still think that Nigeria's president and vice president should be of the same faith? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Our opponent says yes. I really do. Our opponent is a student at the Caleb International School. He is our number 9 seed. He's 16 years old in SS2. Temi Tokpe-Johnson, your 3 minutes start now.
With 53.5% of Nigerians being Muslim and another 45.9% being Christian, Nigeria is a country that is sandwiched between two major religions, each side clamoring for their representation. But should this even matter in today's economy? Good day, Chairman, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my esteemed audience. My name is Temi Tokpe-Johnson from Caleb International College, and I'm here to vehemently oppose and dispose the notion that the president and the vice should be of the same religion. When there is a certain group of people from a certain area of society that is more represented in politics, it is inevitable that the vice president and the president will be of the same faith. Should we regress back to the era of the quota system, thereby ignoring the majority in order to fulfill this notion that they should be of different faith? No, I don't agree with that. And if a certain president should choose a running mate of the same faith, there are over 20 different political parties in Nigeria which you are free to choose from. As a matter of fact, only one of those political parties that we have currently today has a same faith ticket. There are 19 more options for you to choose from. What benefit does it do to Nigeria when we're promoting religion and ethnicity than further dividing a nation that is already divided? Look at the developed nation. They do not bring up this mundane fact of bringing up religion into this. Sentiment does not help Nigeria. Look at competency will always override and overshadow our religious indifferences. Look at the example of Buhari and Ideagbon way back in the past, and also Obafemi Awolowo and Phillips. Those were some of the best administration Nigeria has ever had, and no one complained that they were of the same faith. So for Nigeria to move forward, we have to look beyond our religious differences. Look at what Nigeria is facing, and we live in the 21st century. So I believe religion is not something that should hold us back, but should push us forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Sorry, his name is not Caleb. His name is Timmy Topwe, but he's from Caleb International School. Well done. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Timmy Topwe, you have 1 whole minute left. 1 whole minute left. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, it will be time for the rebuttal round. You're going to hear each opponent decimate the points that their opponent has raised. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. This is I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Atikele Burak.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Ola Prisis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Nairi's research, Nigeria sets out just an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
It's now time for the rebuttal round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. We're going to start with the motion opposer this time. Temi Tokwe Johnson is 16 years old. He is in SS2 at Caleb International College. He is our number 9 seed. Your 2 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. I still remain Temi Tokwe Johnson. And for Nigeria, For Nigeria to fully develop, we have to look beyond these mundane concepts like religion, ethnicity, and tribalism, for it is only holding us back. My opponent stated that the government has to be divided according to religion, that the president and the vice president should be of different religions. But look, let's look at what Lebanon signed in the year 1943, where they tried to develop all 4 seats of power between all their 4 major religions. And look at Lebanon today. They are still living in a state of unrest. Kidnappings are still having day, and that is one of the most treacherous countries in the whole world. And I also have one question to ask you, my opponent. Is it the duty of the president and the vice president to represent their religion or to represent the interests of Nigeria? Are we not trying to look for a system that represents a Nigeria as a whole? And we, as a Nigeria as a whole. I also like to say that when the president and the vice president are of different faiths, it won't help us solve the problems that we are currently facing. It won't help us diversify our economy. It won't provide more jobs for us. It won't help us do anything but further divide an already divided nation. We are seek for Nigeria, like I said at the beginning, for Nigeria to truly develop, we have to look beyond our religious differences and do what is needed to be done. Because in the bid for us to look for someone of a different faith, we might pick someone that is not capable, someone that is not competent, someone that lacks integrity, all in the name of my candidate has to be of different faith. And I also believe that with this debate, I can open the minds of Nigerians to truly see that religion, ethnicity, our tribe, what we come from and what we represent should not be something that we factor into politics, because we are all fighting for the greater good of Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well done, Temi Topwe Johnson, 16 years old, in SS2 at Caleb International College. Let me remind you that you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. His opposer is our number 8 seed. She is 14. She is in SS2, that's year 10, at Newhall International School, Chevron, Lekki. Your 2 minutes start now.
Okay, once again, I am Praise Ofemizi. First, you talked about picking leaders of they are competent. But like as you said, they are like about 40% of Christians and 50% of Muslims. So are you telling me that out of those, out of that, out of such a large percentage, there are no competent leaders? Of course, there are obviously going to be other, there are obviously going to be competent leaders in Muslim, there are Muslims and competent leaders that are Christians. Also, you talked about promoting divisions. Well, the country is already takes religion as something very important. Religious sentiments are key to Nigerians because they value it a lot. So it's kind of disrespectful for you to make their leaders of the same faith. So you saying that it promotes divisions. It has already, the country is already divided into different religions. You just have to make sure there's peace by making the president and vice president of different faiths. Also, you talked about there being two major religions. However, if you actually look at it very well, there are other people. They are not only Muslims and Christians. There are also other religions like pagans or people that share their other religions. So also, thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find out if we have a tie or if we have a clear winner. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikele Burak.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
We do not have a tie. We have a clear winner. Let's find out who that is. But thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. But there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Praise scored 46. Temitope Johnson scored 25. For presentation style, Praise scored 23. Temitope Johnson scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Praise scored 17. Temitope Johnson scored 20. For rebuttal style, Temitope Johnson scored 23. Praise scored 97. Sorry, my bad. Praise scored 11. And with a total of 97 to 88, Praise wins and will return next week for the quarterfinals. Congratulations, Praise. Well done. And thank you to you. That 1 minute that you didn't use up during the presentation round cost you quite a bit. And unfortunately, your presentation round was really strong, but your rebuttal, not so much. You have to work on that if you want to stay here till the end. Thank you so much, Temitope Johnson. We hope we see you again. Please apply again. You're very good. You're very strong as a contender, and I'd love to see you again. So if we have auditions again, make sure you apply and make sure I see you back in this studio. But congratulations to both of you. Well done for a fantastic debate. Well done. We've got food waiting for you downstairs, courtesy Booker Hot. Don't forget your bags from Storm Body Spray as you leave. We will send you emails with your topics for next week so you can get ready. Expect that email on Thursday. By Thursday, we would have had all our students join us in the studio for their own debates. Thank you again to Temi Tope and to Praise. Well done to both of them.